Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, red hot for the Messiah. If there has ever been a time for you to draw the line in the sand and say, I don't care what anyone else does, I'm seeking God. I don't care what anyone else says. I am getting closer to God than I ever have in my life. It's now. And that's why I believe this is a now word from John Paul Jackson. We're talking about the vision that God has given him over a period of time, dreams and visions of what he's called the coming perfect storm. It's actually started now, and it'll go, there's a 10-year window. He's seen what will be occurring. And what is God's heart for this storm that's coming? What does God really want out of this?
Well, the thing that God really wants is for this nation to turn to him. And, you know, Jeremiah tells us that when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found of you. And that is what God is wanting from his people. It's not like, how do I say this? It's not like God is sitting wanting things bad to happen. The issue is this: when you serve the wrong God, you get the fruit of the wrong God. When you serve the God of this world, then you get the fruit of the God of this world. When you serve the God of heaven, you get the fruit of the God of heaven. You serve the one true creator, you get the fruit of that creator. You serve the fruit of the created, Romans 1, then you get the fruit of that which is created. You make man your God, or you make God your God. And you're going to get the fruit. God is not mocked. You're going to get the fruit one way or another of whoever you serve.
Now, you talk about five areas of a storm, and some areas will hit, all of them will hit one city. Some will be just one area. Some will be various degrees. In the area of the storm of religion, you talk about things I've never heard before about gays and homosexuals and lesbians.
Yeah. What I saw was that you're going to have mobs. I saw mobs roaming various streets, not just one city in the United States, but there's several cities where there is going to become a militant homosexual gangs that are going to be roving, for lack of a better term, mobs, gangs that will be men that will be beat up, men that will be raped by these homosexual groups that go throughout various cities. And there's going to be, it will be kind of a simultaneous planned uprising. So it won't be like a one city and then it spreads to another city. It'll be so organized, pre-planned, that it will happen simultaneously. It'll start to happen almost on the same day or on the same day.
John Paul, what is this thing you've seen in reference to homosexuals actually having babies?
Right. I saw in this dream that I had, I saw medical science advancing to the place where they could literally transplant a woman's womb into a man, and the man could carry a child, for example, a vitro fertilization, or a child that had been put together, so-called fertilized in a test tube. They could actually inject that fertilized egg into the womb that this man would carry, and the man would be able to give birth through cesarean section to a child.
It's, I mean, the perversion that will be going on in our society. You saw a lot of stuff about Islam in the United States. What did you see?
I did. I saw the Lord said that there was a 100-year plan that was well on the way, and that the church did not have a 100-year plan, but Islam did have a 100-year plan. And it was going to force its way into the school systems.
Yeah, part of their 100-year plan, in my opinion, is to have as many babies as possible, and that would give them power in America.
not only America, they're doing that. That's around the world. Being fruitful and multiplying, they see that as a means of world domination. And so, just by sheer numbers, then they say that we can overcome. When you have the American public, you have a growth rate, I believe, of less than 2%. But in the Islamic community, you have a growth rate of over 8%. You can just the mathematical numbers alone will tell you that. Without revelation, it will tell you that there's a growing. But I did see that this 100-year plan had to do, and as you mentioned, had to do with repopulating and sheer numbers coming into play. And it will play itself out in the school systems, and they'll end up having rights that Christians do not have.
Just because of their numbers? I mean, for instance, Christians don't have the right to publicly proselytize, to publicly pray, etc. Are you saying that Islam will?
Islam will definitely. Watch it. Islam will have the right to pray, and Christians will not have the right to pray.
How could this be?
Because they're going to systematically work to control government in large cities, and as they mount this multiplication project that they have.
Will they start out by controlling some cities?
They will work to demurely work their way into city places and governmental headships, and then from that place of numbers, then they will begin to control. Yes. Yeah, and they will, in doing that, they're actually going to try to control and intimidate congressional decisions from those cities and from those states.
And you talk about they actually have, you saw a year that there'll be a push for a Muslim president. Hard to believe, but tell me about that.
Right. What I saw, and the date flashed as an overlay in front of the vision before me, was that there was going to be, by 2024, a major shift to have a president, an Islamic president, in office before the year 2024. And so before that happens, there's going to be some major shifts their plan is to have major shifts in governmental agencies, not only within cities, but within states as well.
Now, under the category of war, you talk about dirty bombs. What is a dirty bomb, and what did you see?
Well, a dirty bomb is nuclear fissile material that is not high quality enough for a nuclear bomb itself to detonate, but it is radioactive. And I'm not an expert in the area. I just know what I saw. And when it's detonated, it will take out a city for over 25 years. Nobody will be able to go into the place where it explodes for over 25 years.
Well, did you see this happening in America?
It is. It's going to happen in the United States. And part of the process that's going on right now with the economic woes that we're going to be experiencing, we won't have the funds for Homeland Security that we once had. And there's a flaw in some of our detection devices, and I don't know what the flaw is. I just saw that because of this flaw, material was able to be brought in without being detected. This whole material was able to be brought in without being detected. And it came in two ways. One, it came in through tunnels from Mexico into the United States, underground tunnels, large underground tunnels.
Now, are these Muslims that will be bringing in, or who will be bringing it in?
No, it would be actually, it's going to be Mexican nationals that have been hired kind of to pack things in, I think.
They're called mules in the drug trade.
They'll be hired to pack things in. They will carry them underground across into the United States and deliver them to a certain location or person, and then the people who receive the material will do stuff with it. And it contained two things. It contained biological and chemical agents, such as anthrax and other things, but it also included this nuclear fissile material. Then the other thing is through a harbor, a port that has tunnels under the city. And I don't know, I didn't see the name of the city. There's more than one city that has tunnels under the city that has a harbor port. But it has, all I saw was that it had tunnels under the city because I saw those tunnels flooded when an explosion took place, a very large explosion took place in it. And that, because there was undetected explosive, huge explosive. I don't know whether it's nuclear or not, but it was undetected explosive material on a cargo ship that was unloaded and brought into the port.
What did you see in reference to our currency in America?
Well, one, the dollar, the issue of inflation is going to change, and a push for a huge push. And it's interesting because this is, like 3 years ago I saw this, for a global currency. And so now that I'm reading and I'm seeing all this, these various presidents and even governors and leaders of various nations calling for a global currency, I'm realizing, good night, this is really going to happen. This isn't like just something that's in a dream. This one world currency is really going to happen, and part of that plan is the devaluation of the American dollar in order to bring it on par with the rest of the world's currencies. I don't know how that works with the euro and with the English pound, the sterling, but somehow the issue of Canada's currency, the United States currency, and the Mexico's currency being brought on par with each other is important to establishing the new currency that's going to be issued and will be accepted.
So it'll be a currency for the Americas, so to speak.
But it's more than that. I think it will be a currency for the Americas, but it's a prelude to global currency.
So they'll do it in stages.
Right. They'll be doing it, I believe they'll be doing it in stages, right.
Okay, on tomorrow's broadcast, I want you to share what's going to happen to those believers that are so in love with Jesus that no matter what happens, there'll be the glory of God will be so tangible and so strong around us, it'll be the greatest time in history. The DVD, The Coming Perfect Storm, available for a donation of 18 or more. Get it now. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime. 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.